Give him thanks for your life, for your business, for your career, for your family, your children. Give him thanks for the good health that you enjoy. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Now ask God specifically, there are days and there are certain days. There are things that drop for you on a day that live with you forever. Lord, let something never to be forgotten drop for me today. Now you see, look, he said, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. But when his word came, everything began to turn. Lord, send me my own word today. Go ahead and pray. Send me my own word today. Send me my own word of unending breakthrough. My own word of unwavering breakthrough. Send me my own word today. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Lord Jesus, thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Lord, I pray that today marks yet another turning point in the life of your people. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand, and please, you may be seated. I'll be speaking to you today on unveiling the mystery of financial fortune. The proof of success in any business venture is largely on the financial returns that one experiences. And by the word of today, something supernaturally takes its toll on your life. A man of God was preaching many years ago, and something dropped for me. It turned everything around. He was speaking on Daniel, and then he went down to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, that if the administration of death be glorious, how much more glorious shall the administration of life be? If it was that fantastic in the Old Testament, how much more fantastic has God ordained it to be in the now? And I grabbed it. And something began to tickle in my brain. By that word that came that day, something supernatural turned in my intellectual system. Everything turned. From that time on, this little brain can absorb anything. It dropped as the word was going. Something must drop for someone here right now. Mysteries are not myths. Mysteries are hidden secrets of the kingdom. It's not mystical. The Bible said unto us is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But to them that are without, all these things are in parables. Mark 4:11. Now see, mysteries is God's provision for our gaining mastery over the circumstances of life. Mysteries. When you assess the mysteries in any area of life, you gain mastery over that area. Search the hidden secrets behind the stories of scriptures is what we call mysteries. And by the mystery of the kingdom, we gain mastery over the circumstances of life. So let's look a bit at some of the mysteries behind financial fortune from scriptures. One, financial favor is a product of divine favor. Financial fortune is a product of divine favor. The first story of fortune unveiled in scriptures is in the book of Exodus, chapter 3 and verse 21. I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that when they go, they will not go empty. And Exodus 12 and verse 36, and the Lord gave them favor. And they lent unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians. They gave to them, because it's not lending, because they knew they were going. They gave to them anything they desire, and they spoiled the Egyptians. They stripped them naked. They got paid for 430 years of labor. Favor is the cure for labor. There was a wealth transfer by divine favor. Transfer of wealth by divine favor. In Psalm chapter 30, and verse 5 to 7. For his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity, so his favor is what results into man's prosperity. I said, I shall never be moved. And verse 7, Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. You have made me to stand out. But when you hide your face, I was troubled. So his favor is what enhances your prosperity and empowers you to stand out. When God withdraws his favor, then you get into trouble. Genesis 39, let's know what our powerful favor is. The Bible says, God gave Joseph favor in the house of slavery. Psalm 39 verse 5. Favor can make you an heir where you are expected to be a slave. You become an heir while you are a slave. Verse 21, favor followed him to the prison and made a difference. So what made a difference in the house of Potiphar in Joseph's life was favor. That also made a difference in his life in the prison. He became a personnel instead of a prisoner. Favor made a personnel out of a prisoner. Whatever was done in the prison, and Joseph was the doer of it. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. So favor will make a difference anywhere, anytime, any day. Favor makes a difference between the favored and the unfavored. So it takes divine favor to work in financial fortune. And so, favor followed him out of the prison to the palace. He would have been paid for the job he did. But I said, okay, you are no longer a prisoner, you are free. You can go back to Potiphar's house. But favor said, you will ascend the throne. He said, the whole thing is for you. Take over. What's speaking there? Favor. Favor. You can make him a staff. So how can he be prime minister? And you remove your ring and give him. What's that? You put on him the royal apparel. What's that? You made him ride on the horse of the king. What's that? Nothing decorates destiny like favor. Therefore, begin to enjoy the favor of God in your business and your career. Favor. But the favor of God is not free. The favor of God has to be entreated. The favor of God has to be entreated. The book of Psalm chapter 5 and verse 12 and 13. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. Just verse 12. And with favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. So divine favor is for the upright, not the crooked. Divine favor is for straightforward people, not corner-cutting people. Joseph said, how can I do this wicked thing and sin against God? Favor follows those who fear the Lord. Favor only follows those who fear the Lord. For thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, that shalt thou compass him about as with a shield. So to entreat divine favor, you must commit to uprightness. Uprightness in your business and career dealings. Uprightness as a way of life. Uprightness as a lifestyle. Straightforwardness. Number two way to entreat the favor of God is contained in Psalm 45 and verse 12. It said, the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. And even the rich among the people shall entreat your favor or provoke your favor. So we provoke his favor by gifts. Favor landed on Abraham by the sacrifice of Isaac in a figure. Favor landed on Solomon's life because what he did not ask was given him. That's favor. So we entreat the favor of God by gifts. Somebody sometime changed the carpet. I'm not saying you change it. It's very new. And everything turned for him in his business. Would this church look for money to change carpet? The daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. So we can provoke divine favor by gifts. It was an ordinary car that we gave. And I said, my son David, even if you don't want to be rich, I swear, it's too late. Come and say a favor. I wasn't giving it to be rich. I was giving it to be part of the spreading of the gospel. Number three way to provoke divine favor is a commitment to kingdom promotions. Psalm 102, verse 13 to 15. Thou, he said, shall arise and have mercy upon Zion. Psalm 102, verse 13 to 15. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Why? For thy servants, take pleasure in the stones of Zion and favor the dust thereof. Therefore, the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord and all the ends of the earth thy glory. And thy glory means thy wealth. It means thy wealth. Fearful wealth. People fear your church, oh, maybe you don't know. People fear this church. They fear it to their pant. And all the ends of the earth, thy glory. Why? You take pleasure in Zion and you favor the agenda of God for his church. Then the Lord will arise and favor you. Can I hear your amen? That's why I said, divine favor is not free. And what do we call a covenant? Like we said in some of our services today, a covenant is a spiritual platform where by your obedience of faith, you commit God to make good his promise. Now, favor is your portion as a child of God. But these are the conditions to be met to access favor. And favor is the gateway to financial fortune. And so the choice is yours. That's why I call it a mystery. I decree that God will take you into realms of divine favor that cannot be denied. Realms of divine favor that cannot be denied. You know, when the Bible said they got not the land by their own strength, and that their own arm saved them, but thy right arm and thy arm, because thou hast a favor unto them. Psalm 44, verse 3. That's our story as a church. Do you know something? We bought the 530 acres of land without announcing it in church. Without what? It was not announced in church. We have finished buying before the church knew. In fact, we got the CFO before the church knew. There was no announcement. So we didn't get it by our own hand. Our own mind didn't save us. But the Lord, by favor. Can I tell you something? Divine favor is real. Divine favor is real. If you ask your father today, how much did you buy the land? I can't tell. He said, oh, maybe it's a long time. When it was the time, I can't tell. When it was the time, when the time was on, I cannot tell. How much did you buy the land? I can't tell. You say, when? Since when? Divine favor. Do you know many of you will be building houses as if you are buying loaves of bread? By divine favor. You know, one day we bought 87 buses. How many? 87. Like loaves of bread. This old ministry had only one B2, Volkswagen B2. Huh? LA 8510. Praise God. LA 8510W. And then the second B2 came, KD 6815AF. You know, And one day, even to enter the buses to bless them was a problem. It was too many. And then the next one landed, 100. How many? You belong to a prosperous family. People must read prosperity on your life. Your children's children will never beg bread. Lack and want will never be identified with your lineage. You understand, therefore, from this, that spirituality is at the root of true prosperity. Spirituality is at the root of true prosperity. Job was a man that feared God and eschewed evil, a perfect man. This man had 7 daughters and 3 sons. And had very great substance, 7,000 sheep, 3,000 yoke of oxen. And he became the greatest man in all the East. And his testimony, he was a man that feared God and eschewed evil, a perfect man. At the root of true prosperity is true spirituality. You know, Joseph said, how can I do this thing and sin against God? Even in his trouble, he was too addicted to God. Even in his trouble to secure a hiding place for himself in the house, the master's wife said, come and lie with me. That makes you an husband too. Amen. He said, no! And then from fortune to fortune, from fortune to fortune, that will be your story from now. Abraham said, I will never take a latchet from you, lest you say you make Abraham rich. We don't take bribes in our family. Abraham was a friend of God. He was a hyper-spiritual man. He was a businessman. But he could hear from God. So the more spiritual you are, the greater command you gain. The greater command you gain. So those who command breakthroughs are spiritual men. Even in the heat of his trouble, Job will not rescind his stand with God. He was solid with God. Even though he slay me, I will yet trust him. Job 13 verse 15. Solid man. So you need spiritual stamina to command financial fortune. You need spiritual stamina. He said, blessed is the man that feareth God and that greatly delights himself in his commandments. Psalm 112 and verse 1 to 3. He said, his seed also shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. He went on and said, and for the upright there arises light in darkness. For the upright, the arise light in darkness, is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. He said, he has dispersed, he has given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. So at the root of financial fortune is deep spirituality. What do I call it? Deep spirituality. Since you are not going to the cult, stay with Christ. Since you are not seeking help from herbalists, stay with the Savior. And grow in the Savior. It's so important. So those who command financial fortune are men of depths in God. Isaac heard from the Lord. The Lord said to Isaac, thou shalt not go down to Egypt. And you know, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. So to hear from God demands spirituality. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard. Revelation 1:10. You can't hear from God without being a spiritual man. Only spiritual men hear from God. God is a spirit, and them that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You can't be in the flesh and be hearing from God. That's why divine favor has its root in your spirituality. Thou shalt compass the righteous about with favor as with a shield. Grace to walk with uprightness and integrity of heart in the pursuit of your various assignments where you are. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Grace not to stop cheating on your company, cheating on the government, cheating on corporations, cheating men in your profession. Receive grace not to forever in your life in the name of Jesus. For if you have not been faithful in a thing that is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Luke 16 verse 12. So your faithfulness where you are determines your fruitfulness tomorrow. Don't cheat on your boss. Unveiling the mystery of financial fortune. This year will not end before everybody we know you are not serving God in vain. Everybody will take notice of you that you are not serving God in vain. In the name of Jesus. The second mystery we're looking at is that financial fortune is a product of divine guidance. Come on, say product of divine guidance. Isaiah 48 and verse number 17 to 21. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Jacob, I am the Lord which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee in the way, by the way that thou shouldest go. His teaching is not equal to your profiting. It is his teaching together with his leading that equals to profiting. His teaching is not enough to your profiting. A place has been allocated for your profiting. Get thee out of thy country from thy father's house, and I will show you the land where your blessing is. And there I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So divine guidance is a crucial demand in your quest for financial fortune or supernatural breakthrough. So God led Abraham to where the blessing was. And when it looks like the blessing was being accosted, Abraham tried to use natural solution by going down into Egypt. And then he began to lose his honor and dignity. Then he went up out of Egypt. So the fortune of Abraham is obviously a product of the divine guidance he enjoyed. Then came Isaac. The Lord said unto Isaac, thou shalt not go down to Egypt. Abide here in the land. Genesis 26, verse 1. And he stayed in that land. There was a famine in the land, and it was during the famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him. You see what? These men were men of the Spirit. The Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down to Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. And so Isaac was guided into greatness. Even though when he arrived there, there was stiff opposition. He dug the well, they filled it. He dug the well, they filled it. He dug another one, then he said, leave this man alone. And Isaac sowed in that land after overcoming the obstacles. Received in the same year 100-fold. The Lord bless him. He was guided into greatness. Greatness in the kingdom demands access to divine guidance. He was guided into greatness. Somebody is listening to me now. My God is guiding you into greatness. In your business, in your career, God is guiding you into greatness. My God is guiding you into greatness. I am the Lord that teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee in the way that thou shouldest go. And verse 21 of Isaiah 48. And they trusted not when he led them. Isaiah 48 verse 21. They trusted not when he led them. The Bible says, when led them through the desert. We are now in a desertly world. Almost nothing is working naturally anywhere. Oh no. But they tasted not when he led them through the desert. He caused the rock to brought forth waters for them. He cleaved the rocks also, and the waters gushed out. I see your water gushing out in this desert. I see water gushing out for you in this desert. Under this economic crunch, I see waters gushing out for you. Under this economic desert, I see water gushing out for you. And they tasted not when he led them through the desert. Said the Lord is my shepherd or my guide, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down on green pastures. He refreshes my soul. He leadeth me by the still water. He prepared the table before me. He went to my enemy and my cup runneth over. When God is leading you, you are operating the realm of running over. Running over. There is no shortage of supply. You are running over. You are running over. Your enemies are utterly helpless when God is leading you. Why? When God leads, very simple. He goes before the led to clear every obstacle on his way. When God leads, God leads. He goes with the led. And if God be for you, who can be against you? When he led them through the Red Sea, he went with them. And when the sea saw them and saw the Almighty in their midst, he gave way. Because the creature must give way to the creator. Even the devil was created. So when you are operating by the leadings of the Lord, the creatures on the way must clear. Because when the creator is coming, the creature must give way. He goes with the led. So any business you are led into, what stops others can't stop you. What granted others can't grant you. What destroys the capitals of others cannot destroy your capital. Number three, when God leads, he walks with the led. So you are not just doing your business, he's walking with you. when he sent them to go, he said the Lord also walking with them, confirming the word with signs following.
Wherever he leads you to, he does not only go before you, he does not only walk with you. I mean, he walks with you. He does not only go before you, he walks with you. He does not only go with you, he walks with you.
Mark chapter 16, verse 20. The Bible says, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. So we walk together. We are co-laborers with God. So when God leads you into a task, he goes with you. He walks with you to deliver the task. He doesn't stop there. He also walks through you. When God sends you, he goes before you, he goes with you, he walks with you, then he walks through you. For it is God who is at work in us, Philippians 2:12, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He walks in us, he walks in us. Verse 13, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. For it is God which worketh in you. He walks through us to deliver the assignment.
And not only that, finally, number 5, he walks for us. We are limited. Only God is unlimited. And faithful is he that calleth thee, who also will do it. So when you are on his assignment for you, those 5 forces are at work in your favor. He goes before you. He goes with you. He walks with you. He walks through you. And he walks for you. And this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. When God is the one at work, it's always a marvel. Always a marvel. When God is the one at work, it is always a marvel. It is always a marvel. It is always a marvel. So you see the people as great. No, it is the great God at work. It is the great God at work. Therefore, in your businesses and your career, I decree that the great God will begin to work these forces in you. You shall not be misdirected anymore in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
This is very important. But how do I enjoy divine direction? How do I enjoy divine direction? Because it's not free. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee the things which must be hereafter. Come up. You can't hear me there. You come up here. You can't hear me there. You come up here. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 1. I will set myself upon my watch, and I will set me upon the tower, and I want to see what the Lord will say to me. Verse 1 to 3. And the Lord said, write the vision. Come up either. Only the spiritual can connect with divine direction. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 10, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard. Only the spiritual can be guided. Only the spiritual can be divinely guided.
Only the spiritual can be divinely guided. God is a spirit. Only men of the spirit can connect with his directives. Very important. Number two thing that qualifies you for divine guidance is called meekness. Psalm 25, verse 9 and 12. The meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach his way. It takes true meekness to be truly guided. It takes true meekness to be truly guided. It takes true meekness. Moses the meek was Moses the guided. He was the meekest of all men that wander the face of the earth. So he was guided supernaturally on every step. Hey, Moses, stand up. Go on that road. Turn this way. You see Pharaoh coming. Tell him. Spirituality, one. Meekness, two. God won't waste his time trying to guide the proud. He will tell him, Benueson, take your mouth, go. I know where I'm going. Take your mouth, go. I know where I'm going. You're guiding me to what? God does not speak to everybody. He speaks to the meek. You know, Elisha said, if it were not for Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not have spoken. 2 Kings chapter 3. God does not speak to everybody. He speaks only to the meek. The arrogant cannot partake of divine direction. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? Number three way to assess divine guidance is through fasting and prayers. The book of Ezra, chapter 8 and verse 21. And I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before the Lord to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. Seeking access to the right way in a fast. Then shall your light break forth as the morning. You know the exact way to turn, the exact way to go. Let me hear your loudest amen. There is nothing that you and I will ever need from God that have with God that does not have conditions to meet. And when the conditions are met, it becomes a covenant that is binding on God to perform. So we cut a covenant with God by meeting the conditions attached to a promise. God is committed to guiding us, but these are the conditions to be met in order to be guided. Can I hear your amen? Come and say, I'm breaking forth. I'm breaking forth. Say loud, I'm breaking forth. I'm breaking forth. Vision is very important, but divine direction is much more important. Because divine direction is what actually gives value to vision. God gives you the assignment, then he guides every step of the way to fully realizing that assignment. God spoke to Moses in Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 10, but was constantly guiding him to fully deliver his mission. So your vision is at a risk without access to continuous guidance. It is guidance that moves from one level of breakthrough to another. For instance, the Lord said to me, stand here. You are not going to Jos. Thank you, sir. At the time, he said, arise, get unto Damascus. Get out of here to Kaduna. And then another level of fortune. And then one time he now said, now this phase is over, arise and get down to Lagos, raise my people. And then we had a good time coming down here. And then he said, don't they? Now this is the place to come, inside this forest, so you can die on time. And then we came. But every of his leading was leading the way forward. God never leads backward. He leads forever forward. God always leads forward. And so we were moving from one realm of fortune to another by divine direction. Many people are running with vision without access to direction, so they run into a crash. 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 We are speaking here today, and we are speaking to the entire world at the same time. The entire world at the same time. I don't know how much it will be today, but more than 133 nations at the same time as we are speaking now. From one spot. By obeying God. By what? The story of your church validates the need for divine direction, divine guidance. The vision is real, but you have to be guided to the fullness of it. That means you must have sustained meekness. You must sustain your spirituality. You must sustain commitment to prayer and fasting to seek the right way to go at all times. Can I hear your amen? Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Also, before we close, let's look at mystery number 3. Financial fortune is also a product of words. Words. The words of your mouth. The words of your mouth. He said, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth. You will observe to do all that's written therein, then you make your way prosperous. So prosperity begins with the mouth. It begins with the mind. It runs through the mouth and delivers through the hand. It begins with the mind and pours out from the mouth and is released through the hands. And whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. If he says it, because he shall have whatsoever he says. Now, please listen to me. So in the kingdom, we can safely say prosperity is in the mouth. But we know whatever is in the mouth came out from the mind. So we can say also prosperity is in the mind. Prosperity in the mind expressed by the mouth is manifested in the hands. Whatever your mind can't take, your hand can't handle. So it begins with the mind, but expressed with the mouth and manifested with the hand. Somebody's breaking for right now. In this kingdom, you are not permitted to have what you don't say. Now listen, it's not just saying it. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed and come to the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart. In your heart. That means you are spiritually solid inside. Abraham never doubted that Isaac was coming. He did not stagger the promise of God. He was too solid. He was a friend of God. Say with me, my prosperity is in my mouth. My prosperity is in my mouth. Until I can declare it without doubting it, it never manifests. It never manifests. Proverbs 12 verse 14. The Bible says, a man shall be satisfied with the good, with good by the fruit of his mouth. And the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. That means the value of what you do with your hand is determined by your mouth. You can use your mouth to destroy the values of your work. Because you shall have whatsoever you say. Not what you do, but what you say. Mark 11, 23. And the recompense of a man's hand shall be returned unto him. So the returns on your labor is determined by the fruit of your mouth. Nothing works here, and then it stops working. This business has no future, and we raise the future. It cannot work, let me tell you the truth, and it stops working. Why? Because life and death are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21. Now, let's go to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 2. It's repeating the same truth as 12 and 14. Proverbs 13, 2. The Bible says, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of transgressors shall eat violence. He will run into lack and want because he's transgressing with his tongue. It doesn't work. It can't work. Nobody can build a house, can't buy a car. Nothing is working. I have to just go. I have to run out of the country. I have to go and hide somewhere. And nothing works because your mouth is erasing it. Now, chapter 18, verse 20 of Proverbs. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. So, what your mouth declares is what heavens deliver. What your mouth declares is what the heavens delivers. This is a very rich church. People have been hearing that when we're under the butcher. Not just a rich church, it's a super rich church. When the floor was not done, when we had grass for roof. Whatever you cannot declare, you are not permitted to experience. It's the mouth that determines the result. Please understand this. It's very important. Why? Your words are seeds. And whatever a man sows, that also shall he reap. Your words are seeds. In the parable of the sower, Jesus said, the seed is the word of God. And that sower is Jesus. Now, and as the Father sent him, so he has sent us. So our words are seeds. And whatever a man sows, that also shall he reap. So what you say today is a seed that will deliver for you tomorrow. Your words are seeds. So beware what you say. But what you say is a seed sown. And why the heart remaineth? Seed time and harvest shall not cease. I decree that your tongue be sanctified today. Yeah. I decree that your tongue will not lead you into trouble. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. In the name of Jesus.
He said that keepeth his tongue, keepeth his life from trouble. Proverbs 21 and verse 23. You keep your life from trouble by minding what comes out of your mouth. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul from troubles. Keepeth his souls from troubles. Whether you say it carelessly or meaningfully, any seed that drops from your hand to the ground that is fertile, it grows. And the kingdom heart is a most fertile heart. So anything that drops from your mouth grows. It grows and brings you fruit after its kind. It brings you fruit after its kind. It grows. It grows. No matter the level of your givings, if you are not a natural speaker of prosperity, you still don't prosper. No matter your commitment to tithing, if you are not a talker of prosperity, you still don't prosper. Because the seed of your prosperity is in your mouth. How is business today? Great. I would say great. But when you ask an average Nigerian, has business? So-so. If you say so-so, then you start having a so-so. And they say, hi, today, greatest day ever. When that becomes your lifestyle, financial fortune becomes a natural occurrence. There is nothing you are looking for. It's just in you. Come and say in me. Amen. Those who complain unconsciously complicate their cases. You complicate your case by your complaints. For those who murmured in the wilderness, they were destroyed. They were not assisted. So be careful what you say. For every idle word that a man shall speak, be made to give account of it. So your words are seeds. Number two, your words are creative. Your words are creative. So what you say, you create consciously or unconsciously. Every word of your mouth is creative after the order of God your Father. Your words create your future. Your word creates your circumstances. Your word creates your present. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 31. And God said, and God saw, what you say, you will see. God said, let there be light. And God saw, there was light. God said, let the waters be divided from the waters, and let there be firmament among. And God saw. And God saw everything that God said, and behold, it was very good. So only people who speak very good things see very good results. Very good, 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 very good. Because your words are creative. You are created in the image of your Father in his very likeness. So when God's word is creative, then your words are creative. Can I hear your amen? And finally, number three, your words are prophetic. Your words are prophetic. How? If you say to this man to be thou the man becomes a decision, shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe what you say will come to pass. You shall have whatsoever you say. So your words are prophetic. Mark 11, 23. These are some of the mysteries that underlie supernatural breakthroughs in your business, in your career, in your ministry, in the pursuit of your calling. Your words are seeds. And they are incorruptible seeds. You sow them, you reap them. They don't die. You sow them, you reap them. You sow them, you reap them. Your words are prophetic. I'm the Lord that performeth, that confirms the word of my servant and perform the counsel of my messenger. Isaiah 44, verse 26. So anything you say has committed God to confirm. That's why he said, suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 6. Suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin.
neither say thou before an angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thy hand? And you are all businessmen. So the things you say can destroy your works. Say, so don't say before an angel, I'm just playing. Oh, angels don't hear play. They hearken to the commandment of his word. So he has commanded them to be your servants. Anything you say, they should bring it. It can work. So they come to de-work it. It's finished. They come to finish it for you because they are your messengers to carry out your order. So anything that drops from your mouth, they are committed to carrying it out. They excel in strength. So they can destroy anything one day. They hearken to the voice of his word. And he has sent them to us as ministering spirits. Sent to us who are heirs of salvation. So they hearken to our voice to deliver what we say. So your words are creative. They are prophetic. They are seeds. Therefore, mind what you say. Everything I began saying about this church, then it's coming out now. Mind what you say. Mind what you say because it's creating the world you are going to live in. It's committing God to confirm. It's putting angels to task. Mind what you say. That's why I said your prosperity is in your mouth. Why should God be angry with you and destroy the works of your hand? God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. Now, finally, number four. Financial fortune is a product of the anointing. Come and say anointing. It's a product of the anointing. Please get me right. Anointing is not meant just for ministers of the word. Anointing is packaged for the breakthrough of the saints. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is our instrument of breakthroughs. Isaiah 61 and verse 1 beginning. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. He has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to them that are bound and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound. Now, he went on in verse 3 to comfort all that mourn, to give unto them that mourn in Zion beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and they shall build the old ways. They shall replace the former desolations. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. Come and say breakthrough. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is our instrument of supernatural breakthrough. It is to give you and I our rename. Verse 5. He said, and they shall call thee. He said, the stranger shall stand and build thy, feed thy flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be thy plowmen and your vine dressers. Many of you will be having lots of expatriates working for you. Because of where God is taking you to. Now, verse 6 of it. He said, but ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Amen. He said, ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. Amen. And in thy glory shall ye boast yourselves. So that's what the anointing does. It enforces supernatural breakthroughs that changes our names. In
Now, go to Isaiah 45 and verse 1.
Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, and I will open for him the two leaf gates, and the gate shall not be shut.
He said, verse 2,
I will go before thee and make the crooked path straight. He said, I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. That's what the anointing does.
Can I hear your amen?
And verse 3 said, by the same anointing, I will give thee the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places. The man might know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel.
Verse 11 now establishes how the anointing does it.
He said, thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker, ask of me of things to come, and concerning my sons, command ye me. Concerning the works of my hand, command ye me. So the anointing establishes your spiritual authority. You are put spiritually in command of the affairs that concerns you.
Command ye me. Now verse 13 says,
he shall build my city. I've raised him up in righteousness. I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city and shall let go my captives, not for price, nor for reward, saith the Lord of hosts. So by that anointing, you find city builders rising. Under the sound of my voice today, there are anointed city builders here. There are anointed city builders here. So the anointing empowers us for supernatural breakthrough. So the anointing is not limited to the altar. It imparts on all the works of our hands. An anointed trader will be making supernatural sales. Supernatural sales. An anointed manufacturer, the machines cannot break down. An anointed professional, you will never lack clientage. The anointing provokes supernatural breakthroughs, not just for ministry, but for any career and any profession.
You can imagine giving a black African consultancy in UK a car for living in a chair for free. For the car for free. And then before that one is over, another one came. Another one came.
Are you the only one? No. Anointing paves the way. I decree breakthrough anointing on your life today.
The more anointed you are, the greater command you gain. The more anointed you are, the greater command you gain. The more anointed you are, the greater command you gain. We walked to a shop years ago in Kaduna where this woman was not selling and she came crying in the office. So on our way to the airport, we ran there and I touched all the boutique stock that he had and I said, go, go, go. Then we went. The following day, a vehicle drove there and cleared the stock. What if she had that anointing on herself? You'll be selling like that daily. I can't pass through that way every day. And the anointing will answer wherever it's found. So be freshly anointed today for spiritual breakthrough. Be freshly anointed today for spiritual breakthrough. Be freshly anointed today for spiritual breakthrough. Be freshly anointed today for breakthrough. In Psalm 90 and verse 10, "But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Then my eyes shall see my desire upon the wicked, and my ear shall hear my desire upon the enemy that sits up against me." He said, "The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree." Can I hear your amen?
Yeah.
"He shall grow up," verse 12, "like the cedar in Lebanon." Amen. Like a palm tree means no dry season. When you are anointed to live above dry seasons. You live above it. You can't feel it. The anointing takes you above dry seasons. So in your business, the end of dry season has finally come. So you shall grow up like the cedar in Lebanon. It's the tallest among trees. In your field, I declare you the tallest. In your career, I declare you the tallest. Now, if you check that story, it begins with, "My horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil." And the effect will be the following. You will disarm the enemy. You will unseat the wicked. Then you begin to blossom or flourish like a palm tree. That means your leaves will ever be green. And you never cease bringing up fruit. You shall grow up like cedar in Lebanon. And he said, "You shall see those that be planted in the house of God shall flourish in the courts of our God." The anointing will establish you in his house. You see, when you are anointed, God's presence becomes the sweetest experience you want to long for. You don't push the anointing. The reason why people run to this church is that the anointing is on them. And they don't want to run dry. So they go to where the anointing came on them to get it fresh. So when you are anointed, you are planted in the house of God. He said, "Then you continue to flourish. No more dresses." He said, "They shall still bring forth fruits in old age." He said, "They shall be fat and flourishing." To show that the Lord is upright and is my rock and there's no unrighteousness in him. Now, so it's so important for you to know the place of the anointing in commanding spiritual breakthroughs in your business and career. But the anointing is not free. "I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offsprings and my blessings upon your offsprings." So the anointing provokes the blessings. Isaiah 44 verse 3 and 4. "I therefore decree that your thirst for the oil will never be quenched." Your thirst for the oil will never be quenched. One major cost of the oil is uprightness. What do I call it? Sanctification. What do I call it? He said, "And let your garments be always white." Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 8. "So that your head will not lack ointment." He said, "Let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment." Proverbs 1:23. "Turn ye at my reproof, and I will pour my spirit upon you, and I will make my words known unto you." So there is a turning before it is your turn for fresh anointing. There must be a turning in your life for the next fresh oil to come on your life. "Oh, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God thy God has anointed with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." So your level of consecration is what determines the level of unction you can operate under. So we need to commit to consecration. Psalm 45 verse 6 to 8. So we can continue to enjoy the flow of the fresh oil. Remember in Luke chapter 5 verse 38 and 39. He said, "No one puts a new wine into an old wineskin, lest the old wineskin burst and the wine spill. But new wine must be put into new wine bottles, and then both are preserved." So God is waiting for your renewal before he can put the fresh oil on you. Everybody needs a renewal to qualify for the new oil. Receive that grace right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout hallelujah! When the anointing is on you, man, anywhere you appear, they are looking for you. When your name is mentioned, they are celebrating it. When you appear, everything bows. When the anointing is on you, everything keeps working in your favor. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. These are some of the mysteries behind supernatural breakthrough that empowers you to command financial fortune. Understand them, walk in them. It is the favor of God that grants us access to realms of financial fortune. The words of your mouth, they are vital to your destination in life, because they are seeds, they are creative, and they are prophetic. And here we're saying the anointing plays a major role in your getting there. The anointing plays a major role in your getting there. I trust the Lord that this day, something that has dropped for you will stay with you for life. Because everything in my own little hands work. Everything in your hand begins to work from today. Because I am not stressed and I'm not under pressure, and yet things are happening. From today, I decree pressure-free breakthrough for you. Everything may be going down around the world, but you can see your church is not touched. And multitudes in this assembly are not touched. That means the heat of this hour is not permitted to touch you. This hour of gross darkness is declared your hour of gross blessings. In the name of Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a big hand, please. Very quickly, get seated. Everybody shout glory. Let all the saints in the house shout glory. Let all that believe that their story is changing from glory to glory shout glory. All that believe that this week shall be a week of supernatural turnaround for them shout glory. You believe your business and your career is taking a new turn this week, shout glory. When the anointing came upon Saul, all those signs came to pass that day. Whatever has been released on your life today, through that prophetic teaching, I decree it be confirmed in your life. This oil in your hand is declared the oil of favor. The oil of restoration. The oil of sanctification. In the name of Jesus. Like I said, the anointing is our instrument for supernatural breakthrough. Therefore, this oil in your hand is declared the oil of supernatural breakthrough. It is declared the oil of supernatural breakthrough. Pressure-free breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. It is not the hard work of a man, as it were, or the skill of a man that makes rich. It is the blessing of the Lord. This oil is declared the oil of blessing. In the name of Jesus. Because everything is working in your church. By this oil, I declare and decree that everything starts working for your favor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You can't have a heart for God and not make a mark on the earth. Every true lover of God ends up a high flyer. And the anointing empowers our love for God. He said, the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. I decree that this oil will become that oil of love in your hand.
your heart cannot be panting after God and you still miss your portion. Everyone with a panting heart for God enjoys their portion on the earth. Therefore, by this anointing that's empowering your love for God to a new level, I decree a new order of favor in your life. Anyone called jobless, this week is the clear a week of miracle job. This week is declared a week of miracle jobs. Every crawling business, this week is declared a flying week of favor for you. In the name of Jesus. Why? Because your case is different. All the cattle of Egypt died, but not one cattle in Israel died. Cattle represents their business culture. So no business in this family is permitted to die. Your businesses shall not die. Your career shall not crash. Whatever is anointed is secured. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. As you are anointed today, I decree the security of your life and destiny. As you anoint contact points for your businesses, I decree their security. As you anoint your homes and your offices with this oil, I declare God's presence. Whatever is anointed with this oil is preserved. Whatever is anointed with this oil grows. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And all those signs came to pass that same day. The oil of God is the oil of instant intervention. Whatever has been declared on your life today comes to pass. Every generational curse, every spell of the wicked one against your life, against your family, against your business, against your career, I decree an end to them now in the name of Jesus. Someone went to anoint his father's house because every 2 years, he loses one brother or one sister. He said, but how can I belong to this family and this is happening? So he picked the oil of 2003, which I said they should take to their family houses, their home in their countryside, in their villages. He took the oil of 2003 and went there to anoint every place, including the toilet. He said, the things killing them here must stop. That's 2007 he did that. 2006. From that time till now, nobody died. Whatever is killing people in your house, in your family, whatever is killing businesses and destroying careers, as you anoint your place of heritage, I decree an end to them. In the name of Jesus. Take those bottles up. I decree the flow of unction through the content of your bottles. And I decree it as a seal for your generational heritage. On this third day, everything shut up in the grave in your family is coming out. Everything about to be pushed to the grave will not get there. In the name of Jesus. Put your finger or your palm in that oil. And if you believe what has been declared, place that on your forehead and begin to prophesy. Appropriate the prophecies on your life. Yes, it's my day of breaking forth. It's my time of breaking forth. Appropriate the prophetic word on your life. It's the dawning of a new day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. And so shall it be.
By this anointing, I decree a new order of favor. By this anointing, I decree clarity of divine guidance. By this anointing, I decree greater command. In the name of Jesus. Beginning from this hour, favor will start calling on you. Favor will start knocking on your door. This year is declared your year of supernatural turnaround. Everything is turning in your favor. Everything is turning in your favor. Everything is turning in your favor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory. Lift up your hands and give God thanks. Glory to God. In Jesus' precious name. Just before we celebrate Jesus as our custom is in the miracle service, because we are picking some things extra as we dance before him, let me welcome a very dear son in the Lord, Bishop Adams, to come and just put a word of greetings while we celebrate Jesus. He's a leading ministry in South Africa and doing great things for the Lord. We're proud of what the Lord is doing with you. You're welcome.
Praise God. Greetings in Jesus' name. The Father has spoken. The Spirit has led. We receive. We receive. We receive. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Then shall the earth yield its increase. Some powerful seeds have been sown into your life. Let's water it in praise and let it come forth with speedy fruit. We do that for just a few minutes, and I'd like you to do it with everything inside you as we dig it for Jesus.
I do. name set up. Jehovah lift that up. You are lift that up. You are lift that up. Jesus, you are lift that up. Jehovah, you are lift that up. Jehovah, you are lift that up. Jehovah, you are lift that up. God, I see the way we do. Jehovah, shall I will lift you.
Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and shout glory. Go in peace. Return with harvest of testimonies. This week is declared a week of testimonies for you. Favor will locate you this week. Angels will answer to you this week. All that concerns you will be a miracle this week. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory. I declare your businesses and careers blessed. This is number 3 out of 7. Before the 7 is concluded, you are an embodiment of testimonies. In the name of Jesus.
David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Call 774-7546, 774-